On today's show, should automakers dump their dealers and sell direct like Tesla? The numbers say no. We show you a leading indicator on why automakers in North America are not going to be as profitable in the future. And we look at whether or not Ford blew it using so much aluminum in the F-150. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for the last working day of July. Say, could automakers save a lot of money if they dumped their dealerships and sold directly to consumers like Tesla does? Maybe they could, but they would not save much. When you look at the biggest publicly traded automotive retailers in the United States, they have amazingly thin profit margins. AutoNation is the largest. It sold 142,000 new and used cars in the second quarter, raking in $5.4 billion in revenue. But its net profit was only $112 million. That's a profit margin of 2%. Penske Automotive is the second largest public retailer. It posted a net profit of 1.8%. Remember, that's run by Roger Penske, who's a genius when it comes to business. And yet, even he can only manage a 1.8% profit margin. Group One Automotive has a 1.6% margin. Lithia Motors has a 2.4% one. These numbers include wholesaling and retailing of new and used cars. It includes selling finance and insurance, as well as service and parts. And these numbers suggest that getting rid of dealerships and selling directly to consumers would not save that much money. Here's a bit of troubling news. Ward's Auto is forecasting that capacity utilization in North America will flatten out in the fourth quarter and drop under 100% next year. The rule of thumb in the industry is that when a factory hits 80% of its capacity, it hits its break-even point. Anything over that is pure profit. And when it hits 100% capacity, it becomes a money machine. That's why automakers in North America are so profitable right now. Their factories are averaging over 100% capacity. Ward says automakers may never hit that 100% utilization rate for a long time to come because they're building too many new plants in Mexico. By the end of the decade, automakers will add another 1.5 million units of capacity. And unless there's a miraculous increase in sales, we are not going to see high capacity utilization rates like we have right now. Dropping the Datsun brand was one of the worst marketing mistakes in history. More on that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
People love to make fun of how much Americans love their cup holders, but there's actually a lot of science and engineering that goes into making them. Check out this new setup that Ford is going to offer on the 2017 Super Duty. The center storage bin features a top panel that slides over to convert it from a 2 to a 4 cup holder layout. It can then easily slide back if you need more space. And have no fear, there's a total of 10 cup holders in the Super Duty, just in case 4 are not enough. The new Super Duty with the 2-into-4 cup holder hits the market this fall. Some people think that the biggest marketing mistake in the history of the automotive industry is when the Datsun name was changed to Nissan. Some experts think that it took Nissan a decade or two to recover from that change. But a couple of years ago, Nissan relaunched Datsun as a new entry-level brand in emerging markets like South Africa and Russia. And now it seems to be doing well enough that it's expanding the brand into the Middle East. Datsun will first launch the Ondo sedan and Mido hatchback in Lebanon, and those are produced by Nissan's Russian partner, Autovaz. With the move, Nissan expects to lead in the entry-level segment in Lebanon within the next 3 years. Say, did Ford blow it when it went all aluminum with the F-150 pickup? That's coming up next.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
So far, Ford is the only automaker to use 100% aluminum for the bodies of its pickup trucks. Many have wondered if Ford made the right move. On Autoline this week, we're joined by Marco Palmieri, the president of Novelis North America, one of the largest suppliers of aluminum. In the following clip, he talks about Ford's switch to aluminum and where he sees the industry heading.
In the Ford's case, it's now an aluminum vehicle.
Right.
They had to change everything. Yep. When you go for mixed material, then that's why my view, the future is mixed material, because it's cheaper to convert.
Yep.
And probably cheaper to operate the
line. And that's if you can hit your weight targets.
Yeah. Because, you can, true. Yeah.
But so far, the fuel economy and the CO2 emission requirements for pickup trucks have been relatively easy. After 2017, it really starts to get tough.
Absolutely.
And so what Ford has told me is, just wait. General Motors and FCA are going to have to go all aluminum with their trucks, too. Do you see that as happening, or do you think that they'll be able to meet those weight targets with multi-materials, steel, aluminum, carbon fiber?
Again, it's a very good question. We as you know, we talk to all OEMs. We do know what they have in mind. I have to be very careful with what I share here. I see more a world of multi-material than a world of AIV vehicles.
Yeah. AIV being aluminum-intensive vehicle, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I see more coming in the future.
Yeah.
Through that, you can achieve the mass reduction that you need. Again, you may see some conversion in some models, but not a huge conversion like Ford did with the F-150 and the Super Duty. We talk about cars that sell 700,000 units a year. That's huge, you know. That was a very bold move from Ford, you know, and it's not easy to make that call.
Mm-hmm. If you're one of the people working in the industry on materials usage, there's a ton of great information about materials in this show. And you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website or check it out on our YouTube channel. And that wraps up our reports for this week. Next week, we'll also be posting the latest news from the Management Briefing Seminars, one of the most important conferences in the automotive industry. So stay on the lookout for that. But thanks for watching, and please join us again here on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.